Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Heading into fall harvest for soybeans doesn't mean this crop's diseases will disappear. Extension plant pathologist Dylan Mangill talks about a few disease problems that farmers should be aware of. He starts today's program by talking about soybean sudden death syndrome.
Sudden death syndrome, it didn't look like it would be such a big issue in the state. We hadn't seen it early, but now it's coming on later, and it's probably because we had a wet period after planting, and that's when that infection occurs in those roots. It's going to lead to diminished root systems, and why we haven't seen it until now is we've had so much moisture, so we haven't had stressed plants. Now we're just getting to that point late in the seasons where plants start thinking less about upkeep. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of damaged plants that might be standing in fields across Nebraska. So, you know, we've got a month or 6 weeks left in this season. We've got to get these beans through. And unfortunately, August tends to be the time when some good-looking fields tend to fall apart thanks to disease. So with that early infection and seeing it now, we've got to remember you can't do anything to manage it at this point. So don't rush out there with a fungicide treatment or anything. And also be aware that other things can cause that interveinal chlorosis type symptom that's on the leaves. So if you see that, don't jump straight to sudden death syndrome. Pull those plants, split those stems. Another pathogen that causes the same thing or similar symptoms is called brown stem rot. The inside of that plant will be rotted on the inside, whereas a sudden death syndrome plant will look fairly healthy with the exception of some staining towards the base of the plant a weakened taproot that's probably gonna break off when you try to pull it. So take the time, figure those out, because management is gonna be specific for different diseases. And also some non-diseases can cause those symptoms like triazole toxicity from fungicides. So take the time, figure out what that is, and at this point, take good notes so you can follow up next time you put beans in that field and pick a variety that's got good resistance to sudden death syndrome or tolerance, and potentially pair that with a seed treatment that's going to be effective for sudden death syndrome or other problems that you might be having that you've identified.
Another soybean disease that isn't in Nebraska as of yet is called red crown rot. It's still only a problem south of the state, but Dylan says farmers should be aware of it.
So red crown rot is a historic southern disease. It's been around, but we haven't been concerned about it. There's a lot of diseases in the south on soybeans that we just don't have here because of different climate and their inability to overwinter. But what happened in the last couple of years is red crown rot had been identified as far north as Chicago or near there. And as soon as we saw it there, we learned that it could probably deal with our climate here in Nebraska. And in the last year or so, it's been found in eastern Missouri, and it's starting to show up further and further towards central, and potentially this upcoming month we might find it further west in Missouri as well, and that gets awfully close to Nebraska and Richardson County down there in the corner. So there's a reason we see a lot of diseases show up in Richardson County first. It's just where they come through first and where we happen to watch for them. But it could be a thing that we potentially find here in Nebraska in the next couple of years. Now, don't be alarmed. It's not going to be a major issue that's coming on. The way we find these spreading, often they're here for a couple years before we even see them. So it could be around. It also makes similar symptoms on the leaves to sudden death syndrome at times. So another reason to take time and figure out exactly what sort of disease you have from those similar foliar symptoms. Also be aware seed treatments that are going to work on sudden death syndrome are likely to also be effective against this. It's a similar pathogen. The difference in the symptoms is going to be around the crown or the base of that plant. If you look on that stem, you're going to see red growths on the stem. Not just red staining, but actual small red growths on that stem. So if you see any symptoms like that, reach out to us at UNL, Nebraska Extension, or the UNL Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic. We'd be happy to look at those and help you figure out what you're dealing with.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.